AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles Ledesma, London.
Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has wound up his testimony before the first of two congressional committees. The focus, his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Democratic Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said a major goal was accountability, and Trump critics say Nadler managed to score some points. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's reelection prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. For your convenience, there is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. The agreement also provides that the social media platform